All right, so get ready, because today we are diving into the heart of a lioness.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, how to really captivate a Leo woman.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to like romance and relationships, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And what makes this deep dive so interesting is that we're working with Mastering the Leo Woman Fantasy.
Okay.
As our guide. And this is not just like your basic dating advice.
Yeah.
This gets into the nitty gritty.
I like it.
Of what makes these women tick.
All right. I'm ready.
And the first thing this guide emphasizes is the importance of understanding a Leo woman's needs.
Okay.
Like, what do they really want?
Yeah.
And this guide says that they don't just want to be noticed. They want to be adored.
Right.
Treated like royalty.
Makes sense.
Think less wallflower and more queen bee.
Yeah, that definitely tracks with their astrological fire sign nature.
Okay.
For those who aren't familiar, Leo is a fire sign.
Right.
Which in astrology represents passion,
mm-hmm.
energy, that drive, and yes, a natural inclination to be at the center of attention.
Yeah.
Like, picture a lioness.
Yeah.
Okay. She commands attention wherever she goes.
Absolutely.
Right.
And speaking of commanding attention, this guide gets pretty playful with its advice.
Okay.
Like, it suggests incorporating theatrics
uh-huh.
and even some lighthearted teasing to really get a Leo woman's imagination going.
Yeah, and that might seem counterintuitive to some people, but that playful dynamic is actually super crucial for tapping into a Leo woman's fantasy life.
Really?
Yeah, it's about finding a partner who can not only match their energy, but keep them engaged on all these different levels.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, this is a sign that thrives on excitement.
Right.
And novelty.
Okay, so you got to bring the energy.
You got to bring us, yeah.
Keep them on their toes.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And when it comes to fantasies, this guide does not hold back on the details.
Oh, really?
Like, it gives some pretty specific examples
okay.
of the kind of scenarios that really get a Leo woman going.
All right.
And we're talking about, like, embodying these larger-than-life roles, like a glamorous model on the runway, or, like, a captivating celebrity adored
right.
by millions.
The more dramatic
yeah.
and attention-grabbing, the better.
Oh, okay.
And that actually ties back into that need for self-expression we were talking about.
Okay.
Because role-playing allows Leo women to step into different personas.
Right.
And experience a heightened sense of self.
Yeah.
So it's about creating this world where they feel seen,
yeah.
desired, completely adored.
Okay, so we've got theatrics, we've got a little bit of fantasy, but what about setting the mood?
Right.
Like, are we talking a casual hangout at the local pub?
No.
Or we're not doing.
So more along the lines of like a romantic getaway.
Okay.
Soft lighting, luxurious fabrics.
I like where this is going.
Even like strategically placed flowers.
Wait, hold on. Flower arrangements.
Yeah.
The guide goes into that much detail.
It does. And it makes sense because those little touches
okay.
reinforce that, treat her like royalty
right.
vibe. That's so important to a Leo woman.
Yeah.
It shows that you're willing to put in the effort
mm-hmm.
to create a truly special experience.
So it seems like you need to bring your A game in the romance department.
For sure.
But it's not just about the grand gestures, is it?
Right.
The guide also talks about the importance of words.
Yes.
Especially if they're a little, let's just say, spicy.
Absolutely.
Right.
The guide emphasizes the importance of compliments.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, even a little bit of dirty talk.
Okay.
But it's not just about throwing out random, like, flattery
right.
or suggestive phrases.
So it's about being genuine and knowing how to deliver those lines with confidence.
Exactly. It's about making her feel desired.
Yeah.
Which, as we've established, is incredibly important to a Leo woman.
Right.
Fueling her confidence, making her yeah. feel like she is the only woman in the world.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about this idea of, like, treating a Leo woman like royalty, but this guide throws in a little bit of a curveball.
Okay.
It says that while they love to be adored,
uh-huh.
they also have like this dominant side.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to intimacy.
Yes, and it's important to understand what that actually means.
Yeah.
Right? It's not about one person always being in control. It's
yeah.
about finding this like playful dynamic
okay.
where both partners feel empowered to express themselves fully.
So more like a passionate tango than like a one-sided waltz?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. It's about reading each other's cues,
mm-hmm.
anticipating each other's moves, and like creating this truly electrifying connection.
Speaking of electrifying connections,
right.
let's talk about physical touch.
Right.
Because this guide really emphasizes how important it is for Leo women,
mm-hmm.
but it makes it sound like there's an art to it.
Yeah.
Like you can't just jump right in.
No, you're right. For a Leo woman, foreplay starts long before the bedroom.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's about those lingering touches, the gentle caresses, the way you run your fingers through their hair.
Hold on. Did you say hair?
Yeah.
The guide mentions hair like as being a particularly sensitive area.
It's true. And it speaks to their sensuality.
Really?
Leo woman wants to feel adored from head to toe.
Oh.
Paying attention to those subtle details.
Okay.
The nape of her neck, her shoulders, even her lower back.
Okay, so mental note, take notes on those sensual zones.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not just about the physical, right?
Right.
This guide also reminds us that emotional intimacy.
Yes.
Is just as important, if not more so, for building a lasting connection.
Of course.
With a Leo woman.
Absolutely.
So, like, no more pretending to be interested in her pottery class when you'd rather be watching the games.
Exactly. Authenticity is key here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
A Leo woman can spot a fake a mile away.
Right.
If you're not genuinely interested in her world,
yeah.
She'll know.
Okay.
And that spark will fizzle out pretty quickly.
So you've wooed your Leo queen.
Yeah.
You've created a connection that's both passionate and profound.
Right.
But how do you keep that spark alive?
That's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
The guide emphasizes that routine is the enemy. When it comes to a Leo woman,
right.
Remember, these are fiery, adventurous souls who crave novelty and excitement.
So cancel the Netflix subscription and get ready for a lifetime of spontaneous adventures.
Not necessarily. It's more about just being intentional.
Okay.
About keeping things fresh
okay.
and exciting, right. trying new things together, mm-hmm. both in and out of the bedroom.
Right.
Maybe you surprise her with a weekend getaway.
Okay.
Plan a date night that pushes her comfort zone a little bit.
Okay.
Or even just shake up your usual routine at home.
So basically, if it feels even remotely predictable, ditch it.
Yeah.
And opt for something bolder.
Exactly. But how do you even know if a Leo woman is into you in the first place?
Oh, that's a great question.
Right.
Like, what are some signs?
Yeah, what are we looking for?
Yeah, what are we looking for?
Mm-hmm.
The guide offers some helpful real-world advice.
Okay, good.
On this front.
Right.
First and foremost, pay attention to her attention.
Okay.
Is she giving you those lingering glances? Those playful touches? That unmistakable I see you energy.
Exactly. On the other hand, if she's constantly checking her phone while you're talking.
Right.
That's probably not a good sign.
Yeah.
But if she's like hanging on to your every word.
Right.
Playfully teasing you. Maybe even showing a hint of jealousy when other people are vying for your attention.
Uh-huh.
Those could be signs that you've caught her eye.
Okay, let's just say, hypothetically, you've managed to win the heart of a Leo woman.
Okay.
Congratulations, you've climbed Mount Everest.
Yeah.
You've done it.
You did it.
But how do you actually keep her happy long term?
Well, the guide emphasizes the importance of ongoing affection.
Okay.
And we're talking both verbal and physical affection.
Okay.
Remember, Leo women thrive on feeling adored
right.
and appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
So never underestimate the power of a heartfelt compliment or a spontaneous display of affection.
So keep those compliments coming and never let up on the romantic gestures.
Precisely. But it's also about respecting her independence. As much as Leo women love to be adored,
mm-hmm.
they also need their space to shine brightly on their own.
So don't be that partner who's constantly clinging on wow. for dear life.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot.
Okay.
Showering her with affection while also giving her the freedom to be her most authentic self.
Right.
It's a delicate dance.
Yeah.
But when it works, it's pure magic.
Gotcha. It sounds like navigating the world of a Leo woman is quite the journey.
It is.
But a rewarding one if you can, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Learn the steps.
If you can hang.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up, I'm curious about one last thing.
Okay.
This guide also offers advice
mm-hmm.
on gift giving for the Leo lady.
Okay.
What are we talking here? Like diamond encrusted tiaras.
Okay. So a Leo woman wouldn't necessarily say no
okay.
to a little sparkle.
Right.
But you don't have to break the bank
right.
to impress her.
Gotcha.
The key here is personalization.
Okay.
It's about showing her that you've been paying attention and that you're willing to put in the effort to make her feel special.
So skip the generic gift cards and think outside the box a little bit.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like, for example, the guide suggests things like
yeah.
a piece of personalized jewelry,
okay.
high quality cosmetics,
yeah.
or even a bouquet of her favorite exotic flowers.
Nice.
It's those thoughtful touches that really make a difference.
So it sounds like the overarching theme here is just to make her feel like the queen that she is.
Absolutely.
Right.
But, I mean, this brings up an interesting question.
Well,
You've walked us through some really fascinating insights from this guide. But how much of this is truly specific to Leo women?
Right.
And how much of it is just like,
yeah,
good advice for any relationship?
Exactly.
Regardless of astrological sign.
Right. Because, I mean, who doesn't appreciate feeling adored and appreciated?
Exactly.
You know, it makes you wonder how much we can actually generalize.
Yeah.
Based on these star signs.
It's a fascinating debate.
All right.
Are we defined by our astrological charts,
mm-hmm.
or are we ultimately responsible for creating our own destiny?
Right.
You know, I think that's something for each of us to ponder.
Absolutely. And honestly, maybe that's a big part of what makes exploring astrology so captivating.
Right.
Because it does encourage us to look beyond the surface and consider, you know, those deeper motivations behind human behavior.
I agree.
Well said. And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder the mysteries of the cosmos.
Yes.
And the complexities of the human heart.
Yes.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning.
Keep diving deep.
And keep diving deep.
Yes.
Into those topics that ignite your curiosity.
Love.